Sunday was a day of worship in Hampshire, Illinois, both for the American residents and their friends, the German POWs. The American Countryside is brought to you by the place where the Pony Express began and Jesse James ended, St. Joseph, Missouri. Plan your trip at stjomo.com. The American Countryside returns after this. John Finzel was just finishing elementary school when German POWs were sent to his town to harvest crops. Sundays in Hampshire, Illinois were for worship, not only for the American residents, but the German POW camp as well.
They would march down in their best uniforms. They'd march down 12 abreast, and they would sing their marching songs as they came south on Main Street here till they got right at this very corner, and they would separate. Half would go to the Catholic Church, and half would go to the Lutheran Church.
The pastors of the respective churches happened to both speak German, so the POWs received some of the service in their home language. John became good friends with a German named Hans, who ran the PX. He located his daughter over four decades later. Hans had passed, but she described what happened to him once he left the U.S. and returned to Europe.
He got sent home to Vienna, and his home happened to be in the Russian zone, the Russian sector, and he stayed in a POW camp again in Vienna for over a year and a half, almost two years, six blocks away from his actual home and his wife.
For the German POWs who lived and worked in Hampshire, some suffered and even died in camps in Europe after they left the U.S. Others finally returned to their homeland. It is a story of enemies working side by side, harvesting crops in the heartland. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by stjomo.com. In Hampshire, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.